Congress is inching toward a government shutdown in 11 days after lawmakers failed to agree on a stopgap funding bill to keep government open while budget negotiations continue. Action began in the House of Representatives, where Republican Tom Cole of Oklahoma presented the Republican proposal to fund government for 7 weeks.
We are certainly moving forward productively, and a bipartisan, bicameral agreement is firmly within our grasp. We just need more time to sustain negotiations and complete our work. That's why we're here today, Mr. Speaker. The continuing resolution before us is simple. It extends funding until November 21st. It's a clean, short-term stopgap that protects the FY26 progress we've made and allows the appropriations process to advance toward full-year bills.
The measure passed on a near party line vote of 217 to 212, but Democrats voiced their opposition. Democrat Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut blasted the Republican move.
So again, Republicans choose a partisan route. They would rather shut down the government than sit down and talk with Democrats about lowering costs for millions of Americans, preventing people from getting kicked off of their health care, and stopping President Trump and Budget Director Russ Vought from stealing from our communities and from our constituents. Democrats will not support the partisan Republican spending bill because it continues to gut health care of the American people.
House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries put the conflict in stark terms.
Will we stand up for the health care of the American people, or will we bend the knee to Donald Trump and his continued efforts to gut health care for everyday Americans?
After the House vote, the Senate took up the budget resolution. There, the lawmakers took up two proposals, the House passed Republican plan and a Democratic version. The Democrats' plan would extend health insurance subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. It would also reverse Medicaid cuts from the big Republican bill passed earlier this year. The Republican bill failed on a vote of 44 to 48. The Democratic bill also failed, though it actually got more votes than the Republican version. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York spoke after the vote.
What we saw on the floor makes it clear the Republicans are following Donald Trump's orders to the letter. Stonewall, scapegoat, shirk responsibility. They're doing exactly what Trump told them to do. And then they skip town. No plans, no talks, no urgency. And the House adjourned till October 1st. If there were ever a sign that the Republicans wanted a shutdown, that's it.
Democrats and Republicans are each, of course, blaming the other side for a potential government shutdown. It's not clear now who might be willing to give ground or even how they'll negotiate for a solution. Schumer says Democrats are ready to work, and he's asking Republicans to come to the table.
Neither bill was able to pass. The theater must end. Let's sit down and negotiate. Now that it's clear that neither bill will get the 60 votes that the Senate needs, it's time to negotiate. The theater must end.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.